It has been brewing for some time. There has been a political financial scandal where his son, who was deputy prime minister, and some members of the party that Sanu Jagnat himself had founded got involved. And of course, they still have not been found guilty by the court. In that context, they had resigned from the government and been charged for corruption. Then they have made a sort of tacit understanding with the opposition party, who had beforehand denounced the scandal itself. It's the opposition party that had uncovered the scandal, but by some sort of political acrobatics, really. And the opposition now is now together with the MSM. There has been a lot of conflict, really. There were some conflicts already in 2005 between the president and the actual prime minister. President is back because he has really no choice, because the political game turns around alliances. If his son has to answer before court, he's not of great value in any alliance strategy. So by coming back because of his stature, he will improve the chances of the MSM. At the same time, the MMM and the MSM may win the next general elections, but he has to bring down the government very quickly because of his age. So that's where the instability may be increased if there are talks now of defection from the government side, and this might lead to overthrow of the government. The government will be overthrown by parliamentary means if it loses the majority.